Penguin Random House Audio presents 5 Days Left by Julie Lawson Timmer. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman and Kirby Hayborn. Part 1. Tuesday, April 5th. 5 Days Left. 1. Mara. Mara had chosen the method long ago. Pills, vodka, and carbon monoxide. A garage cocktail, she called it. The name sounded almost elegant, and sometimes, when she said it out loud, she could make herself believe it wasn't horrifying. It would still be horrific for Tom, though, and she hated herself for that. She would rather do it without leaving a body for him, but as much as she'd love to spare him from being the one to discover her, she knew not letting him find her would be worse. And at least this was the tidiest option. He could have someone come and take her car away, fill her side of the garage with something else to block the image. Bikes, maybe? Gardening supplies? A second car for himself. Maybe she should arrange to have one delivered after. Would that be too weird, though? A gift from your dead wife? She should have given him one years ago, for their anniversary, or to celebrate bringing baby Lakshmi home, or just because. She should have done so many things. Mara frowned. How could it be that she had spent almost 4 years ticking off all those items on her long list of things to do before she died? Yet here she was, 5 days from...